now he's got about 33 staples in his head. Mark Maron.
Thank you, Jim. It's not true. It's and I'm not wearing
everything I say on this is absolutely true.
And I'm not wearing a wig either. I don't have
best toupee in the business.
All right. My friends, I have known the Sklar brothers since they started doing comedy at their bar mitzvah.
Thank you.
And quite honestly, I wasn't very nice to them initially, and I want to apologize.
You had every right not to be nice to us. We were terrible. We were unfunny.
We weren't worthy of being nice to.
Here they are, Randy and Jason Sklar, are, of course, touring comics, and you may have seen them on many TV shows. You'd remember. They're identical twins. They now host Cheap Seats without Ron Parker on ESPN. So, fellas, when is that show on?
Fourth season just started last Monday, and then they re-aired again on Thursday.
And we should let people know it's on ESPN Classic, which is about 1/100th of the viewership of ESPN.
Oh, no bitterness.
It's not about 1/100th of the viewership of Air America.
What? But we've got to take it back. Like, you know, guys, you're a couple of liberal Jewish guys. You got to start slow, taking back sports from the right wing.
And the right wing.
How did the right wing get? How did Rush Limbaugh get on NFL Tonight?
It's ridiculous.
I don't understand.
Here's who's liberal in sports. Jim Lampley and us.
And that's it.
Keith Olbermann.
He's not even in sports anymore, and he's liberal.
But I feel like, we need to take it. It's not a right-wing thing, but these jockheads.
There was a time when the intelligentsia was so into boxing.
Sure,
like, you know, George Plimpton, Norman Mailer were at all the boxing. And they liked bullfighting, too, in the 60s, I think, was very popular.
Bullfighting troubles me in some way because they stick that thing in the back of
the
shoulder. But it's basically if you were to stab someone in the arm and then say, I would like to arm wrestle you.
It's not a fair fight for the bull.
And it's not a sport. No, there's no winning. The bull cannot win. It's stacked against the bull.
Now,
I got to be honest with you, fellas. I'm not programmed toward sports. Never been able to watch them. I watch them. I've said before, I watch them like some women watch them. I'm like, he hit it. It doesn't matter what team. I'm like, hey!
No, you know. Fine.
But I don't know. How'd you guys get into it? You were just brought up with it? Your dad? What happened?
I just, growing up, we played a lot of sports.
We grew up in the Midwest in St. Louis, and sports was sort of a big part of
it. Like the St. Louis culture. Cardinals sort of baseball sort of ruled over everything. So you kind of have this culture that supports it.
Yeah.
And yet it was weird because it was more of a culture that wasn't so driven towards like this sort of meatheadishness. I feel like even the fans, because we've always feel this way, and this is the same way about our show on Cheap Seats. If you're a sports nerd, you could be talking about like how someone laid down a perfect sacrifice bunt. If you just replace some of the terms, you could be two nerds talking about comic books or Star Trek or whatever.
Yeah.
So we kind of love and tap into that, the sort of sports nerdiness of things, as opposed to
We don't watch like
the macho thing.
Regular sports. We watch on our show.
We watch Scrabble tournaments,
spelling bees, and
that's compelling because you know that you, when those guys start sweating. You know.
Well, it got we watched
Scrabble tournament
throwing pieces
tile piles
that reach into the tile bag is always a little bit
moment.
It's
going to happen.
It's somewhat marred with
but
sexuality.
I actually think one of the smartest rips on Bush came during our Scrabble episode.
Really?
Because the announcer said, as a guy looked at his rack of tiles, the announcer said
he's looking at his rack and drawing a blank.
And we said, I wonder who else is looking at a rack and drawing a blank.
Oh.
George Bush on the screen.
A pun in context. It's very funny.
Punny. Come on.
So, now wait. Now, you guys are like, as I said, I just want people to understand you're identical twins.
Yes.
Now, growing up as sports, was there ever this sort of like, we'll take Randy and...
That is so bad. Jay's like just waiting off on the side.
Did that happen?
No,
actually didn't.
That has not.
Because we were all both like at the equal level of kind of suckiness. Like we didn't play in like, you know, regular like college sports or something. We played like in a 5'9" and under intramural basketball league where like we were sort of like the giant towers at 5'8.5".
I like tennis.
Tennis is fun. Great.
Yeah, I mean, tennis seems. My brother played tennis. I can watch that. That's more of my speed.
Tennis is.
How about the World Cup? Do you understand it? Is there like 900 teams?
There are 32 teams in the World Cup,
and none of them supported the war.
Right. So, thank you.
Actually, that's interesting.
There are 32 teams. It's very political.
It is.
Soccer is very political.
How so?
I just feel like because people have nothing to live for in Ghana.
Oh, so it means everything. I see. It's like, you know, when you live in a totalitarian tyranny
or a banana republic,
it's like the soccer team is the only thing that people can rally
about. The Ivory Coast this year has a team that made it. And only 32 teams out of all the countries in the world. And in order to, when they made the World Cup, there was a ceasefire there. So basically, making the World Cup brought the whole country together.
Yeah, but four people were killed at the game.
Absolutely. People are going to be trampled at the game.
game. They figure out a way to then trample their people is at the game, and they say they did it all for the sport, love of the sport.
Why do you think that? Now I know this conversation has been had, and I saw it had last night. As a matter of fact, why don't Americans like soccer? Is it too? What is it? Not enough points? What?
I think that's a big part of it. There's not enough scoring. There's not enough hot chicks running around the field on the outside.
Why don't they get some of that going? It wouldn't seem to be much.
I think they should. Soccer hotties.
You can't really cheerlead for soccer, though.
But it's also a global sport, and there's hundreds of teams. But you think they could get a league going. They tried, didn't they?
They did try. There is a league, the MLS, and it's good. And the United States is getting better, but I think that's another part of it. Like, Americans like stuff that
sucked.
We can dominate
We've
at.
Sucked for so long.
It's hard to say, like, oh, great,
but
now we're going to get whooped by Poland.
I feel like we have to win the World Cup this year because the World Baseball Classic was this year and the United States wasn't even in the top four.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know what I mean? Are losing control. In basketball, basketball is like the United States.
In the Olympics,
we got a bronze medal. Yeah. So, we have to win in soccer in order to save face.
I understand that, because I think that's one of the reasons I was never into sports, because I was never taught the healthy competitive engagement thing. Because to me, losing is so mortifying that I'd rather quit than lose.
It's like gambling.
Isn't that horrible?
It is
horrible. That's a horrible character trait.
Rather quit than lose.
What a horrible character trait. That is like, I can't believe I admitted that. I'm
ashamed.
I like
that you admitted it. I feel like I wish George Bush would adopt that. I'd rather quit than lose.
So now, what am I going to ask you right now? I got to have something in my head. I just had it and it went away because I'm a little ill.
Wait. So this is what you said.
Oh, the sparks. That's what I was going to talk to you about. Because like a lot of times we get preempted by the sparks. We were preempted by the Clippers. This used to be a sports station. They have outstanding sports contracts.
But you know it's bad when you're preempted by the sparks.
On some level, when we talked about it, who are the sparks fans?
Lesbian women who love Katie Lang.
Okay, so really, it is progressive talk radio.
Let me correct that. Lesbian women who are Katie Lang.
That's
basically who it is. They support this state. They would like the same, so why can't...
So it makes sense.
It makes sense that they...
have the sparks on.
This is one-stop shopping for lesbian women.
Well, by the way, this year, the Lakers and the Clippers were in the playoffs for the first time.
Which is a freak thing,
because the Clippers have just blown for like
they've
so
been
long.
Terrible.
So this year, they actually had a good team, and we were kind of like, as we were thinking, like, who are the L.A. Like, what? Where did the fans sign a line?
It would have
up?
Been a town divided.
It was a town divided. So, you could go by businesses to decide like who would. So basically, like Gelson's, Lakers.
Really?
Trader Joe's,
Clippers.
See, a little more economical. Barney's, Lakers. Ross Dress for Less,
Clippers.
You know the answer.
Oh,
so
there you Ross go. Dress for Less.
What's wrong with Ross Dress?
Nothing. I just think they should put underneath the sign, humility available here. I've gone there, and I never feel good about myself, though I always walk out with a shirt and some socks.
For a dollar.
Yeah. Which is not bad.
Have you ever been there when someone tried to return the humility?
Dude. At the customer service takes forever. And they return like a stack of stuff. It's a day.
These are regularly shaped socks and my humility.
Here you go. But people I literally think that some people like buy a bunch of stuff for nothing and then they try it all on, they wear it at home for 2 minutes and then they come back and they return it in stacks.
That's right. There's their mistake. They should take it to like Buffalo Exchange or to some like hip,
which by the way, Buffalo Exchange where you can sell clothes.
It's like a thrift store.
I saw, who's it? Mena Savari.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to sell back clothes at Buffalo Exchange, which I was like, don't you have someone who can do that for you?
Who is she? What has she done lately?
She did have some swag in there that she was trying to sell back.
Yeah,
Sundance hat. Sundance bag. Like, who's going
to... Some people just like to do that. I don't like the thrift store thing, because I finally had this awakening when I was shopping at the thrift store, where you walk out of the thrift store and you're like, why am I covered in grime?
You do feel dirty.
You know, like there's like a film on you. And I'm not saying it's bad necessarily, but I don't think it washes out, really.
It does not wash out. It comes part
and in L.A., if you buy, like, you can...
If you're selling back your clothes in L.A., it feels like you're auditioning your clothes for them.
Yes, because there's the guy at the
this
thing.
This is a great shirt. He's like, we're going to go in a different direction.
We're going to go in a different... At the end of the day, it's the best of what it could be.
I do, you know what I do now, honestly? Goodwill. None of the selling.
Good
I just take
you.
It right over to Goodwill. I throw everything. Goodwill. Machines, toasters, everything.
I throw everything in out of the closet is my big place.
Oh, good for you.
Out of the closet.
Yeah, that helps.
The key to out of the closet is like don't you want your stuff to like actually appear in the... I want my stuff to appear in the window of out of the closet. That's when you know you've made it. Like you have something that they'll actually put there.
That's how you know that gay people like you.
Exactly. Yes. I was like, how far do I have to go? I had a baby. I was just going to give her and see if she would make the window. Just see if she can make the window.
Now, your baby's going to be one tomorrow.
1 year old
tomorrow. That's why you have to to run out here.
That's right.
Well, thanks for being with us, guys.
Thank
so,
you.
See, it's on ESPN Classic.
Classic. Monday nights at 11:30 Eastern, 8:30 Pacific, cheap seats.
Randy and Jason Sklar, thanks a lot. We'll see you again.
Thanks for having
us. Cool. We'll come back with Svetlana.